Om Shanti. How many of you don't know Brij Mohan Bhai? Please raise your hands. Okay, a few. So most of you know our senior brother. He is part of the Trimurti. No, you have seen that Baba talks to them in almost every meeting. And he's one of the souls who have helped Baba more in terms of contacts, especially in Delhi. And he's in charge of the Purity magazine. But we know him more because of his sense of humor. That's very famous. And also by his singing. He's a very good singer. And sometimes he entertains us with his beautiful voice and pace. Brij Mohan Bhai was the first person I heard when I came to Madhuban many years ago. It was, his class was the first one I heard, of course, after Dadi Kumarka's Murli. So I always remember the points he gave. He has very good churning of knowledge. And I'm sure you'll be enjoying him in the preparation of meeting with Baba. The topic today is about being colored by the company of God. So I let you with Brij Mohan Bhai. Let's wave for him, and especially thanks for him to come all the way from Shantivan, especially for us. Thank you.
Om Shanti. I am saying only one time, you take it as three times. The brother has said that I have come all the way from Shantivan. I have actually come from downstairs to upstairs. Have you come all the way from crossing at least one ocean? Some of you have crossed seven seas. And still brother says that I have come all the way. But actually, who is coming all the way from the most distant place this evening? Baba. So we should not forget, confuse who is coming from longer distance. Now I am told the topic is coloring in color of Baba. Actually, the Indian festival of Holi is also coming. Falls during these days only, on the 27th, I think. And they are going to celebrate it also. So that is a memorial of coloring. It is well known, in India there is a forest, Sandalwood Forest. And in that forest, most of the trees are sandalwood trees. But even if any other trees grow, because of the company of those sandalwood trees, their wood also becomes like sandalwood. And it is a natural experience that they say man is known by the company he keeps. Of course, they always use man, but anyone is known by the company. Naturally, the company of each other will influence. In our childhood, in our school days, there used to be a primer, in which they had given some stories, small stories, with morals. Of course, in the Murli, Baba says, don't talk stories and dramas, but sometimes they are helpful. So in that they had shown that one child got in bad company. So the parents, to teach that child, they bought guavas and put four fresh guavas with the rotten guava. And after 2-3 days, the others also start rotting. So they told the child that Fresh ones cannot make the rotten fresh, but the rotten one will make the fresh ones rotten. So therefore, when two people get into company, bad company is more likely to influence the good company. Just as for the currency, there is a law called Gresham's law, which says bad currency ousts good currency. If you print new currency notes and circulate, you will find new one will be stored and old ones only will be circulating. Nobody will like to part with the new like that. Anyhow, our topic is on spiritual field. So here, they say that birds of the same feather flock together. You will always find people of the same nature are likely to be keeping company of the people of their own type. They feel very comfortable. If you put them into another company, they feel uncomfortable. Everybody wants peace, shanti, shanti. They say, we want shanti. But if you put them into a real state of shanti for 5 minutes, they will become ashant, disturbed. They can't remain in peace, silence for 5 minutes. And that is the most sought after thing by the people. You go on talking, they will be listening. As soon as you tell them to be silent, after 5 minutes, they will start fluttering. Somebody should speak something. Because when we deviate from our original nature so much that our acquired nature becomes like our original nature, then we can't distinguish. Also, you know, there is a story of a prince, small child of a king. Earlier times, so that the child may not be exchanged, the prince may not be exchanged in childhood, as soon as son was born to a king, they used to put a stamp with hot metal so that the child cannot be exchanged. Somehow, the king went with his whole family for hunting, and that small child was carried away by wolves. And the story goes, the child started living with the wolves. Those were days of non-violence. They did not eat him. But child learned to walk on with hands also like a wolf and cry like a wolf like that. After many years, again, they searched for the child, couldn't find him. But then his soldier spotted a human child in the herd of wolves. So they somehow brought the child back to the palace. Now the child was behaving like animal, walk on hands and legs and speak like that, cry like that, will not eat food, normally can't sleep on bed. They took a lot of time to bring him back to normal. So same is the situation with us. They say ancestors of human being were monkeys. And Baba says that not the ancestors of human being were monkeys, but monkeys were the ancestors of deities. That is why they have put one monkey-faced deity also in the temples, so that people should, otherwise if they put all the deities in the deity form in the temple, nobody will know who they were before. So one of them has been put in the original form, physical form, that they were like this, but Baba changed them into the deities. So we know the Hanuman, the deity in the temples. In the Murli also Baba has said that our journey, pilgrimage, is actually to the original places, but they are doing the physical pilgrimage to the deity temples because they think that doing that also brings them some good. Actually, in the Muslim religion, there is a very beautiful saying, which is good for us, Raj Yogis also. Many of the BK brothers and sisters ask, either Baba directly, they used to ask when they could converse easily, but they ask, I am doing yoga, I am meditating, but is my meditation reaching God? They are in doubt, because they may not get a return experience, so they think I am doing, but is it reaching? So the Muslims say that you may not be able to feel God or reach God, but God can reach you. He can feel you because God is almighty powerful. Baba also always says, even before you intend to do something for the yajna or spiritual, I know in advance. Your money remittance may reach 1 week later, but as soon as you intend to write your check, it reaches me. And sometimes supposing something you bring for the yajna is lost, at least your fortune is made because you intended to do like that. Because basically Baba looks at the intention of the children. When we come to Gyan, impure souls come. Now, a meeting between impure and pure is not possible. In the physical world also, if you have to meet a clean person, you can't go in dirty dress and meet the person. You will like to first clean yourself so that you can be able to meet. But how Baba meets the beginners? Baba is the purest and they have to be purified. So at that point of time, Baba sees our intention. If I have resolved, of course I am dirty, but Baba, I am coming to you to become pure. So that deep, strong, sincere intention, because of that Baba does not look at our present state. Then Baba says, this child is a student who can be admitted because the student wants to qualify. Later on, of course, we have to attain that. In the Indian tradition, why all this devotion and all these rituals have begun? The reason is this, that people thought that God is pure, and to meet God, I have also to be pure. So, how to become pure? They do not know Baba. Baba has not come. They don't know meditation. So they made so many rituals, bathing in the rivers, doing fast, reading scriptures, all those rituals, so that they become pure enough to be able to meet Baba. They do not know that meeting Baba means only purifying yourselves. Baba makes us pure. Instead of that, they think that they can purify themselves through these rituals and then they will be able to meet Baba. This has been going on since Copper Age. Now Baba tells us, say you are ailing and you want to see a doctor. Will the sick person meet the doctor and become all right, or will he do his own potions and become all right and then meet the doctor? It comes to like that, because they do not know the purpose of meeting God. They think meeting God means merging into Baba, merging into Brahmlok, not returning to this world again, finishing your entity of soul itself, all those things. So therefore, in the world also we know that in whomsoever's company we will remain. The powerful one will influence the weak one and have influence over that soul. So Baba always says, one of the tests of a Brahma Kumar effort maker is whether I get influenced or I can influence. It is another thing, the other person may not be influenced, but I should be powerful enough not to get influenced and may be able to influence if somebody is interested. So not to get influenced is a sign that we are connected with the Supreme, most powerful. We do not require any other influence. In the world they say, black color is that color on which no color can make any other effect. And white color is that color which is affected by any other color. And also, if you have to change from one color to another, you have to bleach the first color and then put the other color. You can't straight away make it from green to red. You have to bleach the green. In the same way, when you are driving, you have to go in reverse gear. You cannot simply change into reverse. You have to make it neutral, then make it like reverse. So in this world also, in terms of Jnana, we have got the powers, negative powers, which we have been using for long, and then we have got divine powers which we are now using, acquiring and using. The two cannot be mixed because they are just diametrically opposite to each other. Anger is the negative power. Mercy is the positive power. A person cannot be merciful, truly speaking, if the person has got anger. But in this world, because of confusion, some people think you can be both good and bad. They don't believe in absolutes. They say, no one can be totally good and no one can be totally bad, because they only compare in the world in which totally good does not exist. In darkness, if there are artificial lights, somewhere there is a small wattage light, less light, somewhere there is a flash light, so they start comparing that this light is more powerful than this. But they forget that it is darkness and these are artificial lights. Similarly, if a person is put into prison, rigorous imprisonment, and person is free, so they think this fellow is suffering and I am in happy, I am in paradise. So to us, Baba has given a third eye with which we know that where there is darkness, there cannot be light, and where there is light, there cannot be darkness. Darkness cannot stand before light. Similarly, here also, for most of the time we have been using negative powers. We do not know of the divine powers. We did not know. As such, we were using only those. So those powers are also very good in the present conditions. They work more effectively than the divine powers, because just as in hot season, ice will melt quickly, but on Himalayas, it requires effort to melt ice. Similarly, in this Kaljuga, just as in desert, the bushes grow easily, but not a rose flower. So here, the divine powers do not flourish. They have got so many hostile things to face. Only Baba has made this divine family, which is a controlled family, and we have certain parameters and we observe those That is why we are able to preserve our divine powers. Not outside. You will always find there will be a clash and there will be disturbance. So much so that when Satyuga starts, Baba sends all those souls up. That is why we are able to rule from Satyuga to Dwapar beginning, because no such disturbing soul is there. They are all hanging there. Only 2 days before also Baba said, and your part is over, then only they start coming. So this is the system. Here we have to preserve, make an artificial nursery type of thing, where we flourish, we are happy in our Brahmin family. So now the color of Baba. In the beginning, when we start, Baba gives us extra help and lot of bonus powers, so that we can, some coating can be done on which the color of spirituality will stick. The basic color is not physical colors, but what we call ruhaniyat, spirituality, that how much I am living as a spiritual being. The other people, body conscious people, that is why they go into individual colors. You will always find in the body conscious people, they have color choices. Some astrologers tell them which color you like, and they can tell their life history also little accurately. But here, all the colors are needed for life. Perfect life, all colors are needed, and only diamond and only diamond can reflect all the colors. Otherwise you will have white, yellow, green, black, golden ages painted as golden, then silver, then copper, then iron. White also, they say scientifically that it is got 7 colors, because if you very fast rotate all the colors, it becomes white. But the diamond reflects. That is why when we say coloring in the color of Baba, so Baba colors us, makes us diamond-like. Diamond is very hard, very brilliant, and a unique thing, very distinct than others. 2 days before Baba has said, the minimum population of the souls on this earth is of Brahmins. Next to that, the deities of the golden age. More are added, silver age. Then still more are added, copper age. And all the leaves have come on the tree, iron age. So that is our stage. Who makes us diamond-like? You know, I had gone to Russia, they had kept a topic, from coal to diamond. From coal to diamond. Because carbon is also the grossest form. Diamond, if you burn, will leave no ashes. So diamond is the most brilliant form of carbon. But it is different in its constitution qualities. So Baba says, I make you souls by giving you divine virtues, adding all the divine virtues slowly and slowly. No ashes, because ashes means waste thoughts. And then you become perfect. That is diamond age. Normally, we live through golden, silver, copper, iron. But starting into golden age, we have to be like diamond. And that is what is coloring of Baba. So slowly and slowly. In this world also, you know, there are water colors. A person went for a job. he was selected. But the selection committee told, in the beginning we will give you a watercolor nameplate. Because after some time, when you justify, we will give you the normal nameplate. You know, for making any color permanent, it requires heat also. They have to heat up and then apply that color, then it will not go. Here also, this whole physical world runs with ocean and sun. All the physical life is sustained by ocean and sun. Here also Baba says, Baba is ocean of all the virtues, ocean of love, ocean of peace, and sun, sun of knowledge. So the mixture of these two makes things flourish and bloom. So therefore, we also can translate into love, water, ocean, and power, sun. So we say nyara, nyara means power, pyara means love. So in appropriate proportions, which are individual to each of us, some children can bear more of law and discipline, some require more love, only then they can be sustained. So even a cook knows how much water and how much heat is needed for everything. So all the children, various types. So Baba gives, sustains us. And then, when we are mature, after maturity, no water is needed, no heat is needed. When a crop matures, up to the time of maturity, we have to can put fertilizer, sun rays, whatever nourishment the plant requires. But after it is mature, crop has only to be cut. Nothing is needed. If you try to put anything, it may spoil it also. Similarly, a fruit. When a fruit is unripe, it will be strongly attached to the twig and getting all the sustenance. But as it ripens, when it becomes fully ripe, it requires a little wind for it to fall, because it doesn't require anything from the parent tree. Similarly, now Baba says, children, I have been giving you day by day doses of nourishment. It cannot be given all at once, because you can't take your whole medicine at one time and think, I will be cured. In proper dosages, which we can digest, make our own absorb. So slowly, 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 Baba has brought us to this. And now each of us knows that Baba says, become like me. The song in Hindi, which was played before this, was also saying that. Our form, Baba, my form is like your form. That was the line of the song. So what is our form? Our form is just a point of light. What a beautiful form. Light. A point has no length, breadth, height. Point is a point. And point of light means it is not only a point but a light point. What a wonderful thing. If supposing this is a flower vase, 10 people photograph it from different angles, you will have 10 views of the flower pot. Nobody can give you a complete view unless it is a three-dimensional of this. So if 10 people are sitting in a circle and talking about anything, so they will have their point of view. I am viewing it from this angle, so I will say my point of view is this. So you may have 10 points of view. None is wrong. Everyone is right in their own way. Just as blind people went to see an elephant. So each one is telling the truth. but they cannot conceive the whole elephant. But if it is a point, not my point of view, but point, you photograph it from any side, any angle, it will be a point only. So what beautiful knowledge Baba has given. We may have different language, different physique, different age, whatever. But when we are point, everything is resolved and we become one. And the beauty is, Baba is also point. We have got in the minutest possible existence our role of so many 84 births, 5,000 year cycle. And Baba says no drama can be there unless there is a duration. And unless there is a limited number of actors, actors may be in crores, millions, but the number has to be specific. And people in the world don't know. They just think I am thrown into a crowd and now I have to just been pushed and pulled here and there. This is the drama to the world. They do not know the future. They do not know the past. They are just carrying on. But to us Baba says, in this room, we were here 5,000 years ago. We were here or not? In the same dress, in the same way, and not for once. In innumerable number of times in the past, and also innumerable time in the future. See, what a beautiful, in a nutshell, we get so much empowerment that I crossed all the obstacles and hurdles that came during the long journey of 5,000 years. Still I am here. And this gives me power. Anything that is going to happen in future is nothing new for me. I have already crossed it over and over, and so I am still existing and I will. So nothing new for me. People are only become little doubtful about their own capacity when they know, oh, this thing is very big, I cannot cross it. For us it is not like that, because we already have crossed. So this particular finite understanding of the infinite gives us lot of power. And nobody else in the world has this. And Baba says, you have got, we have got our own, and he has got of all, whole of the drama, whole of the tree, in small, the same small point. So our father is so powerful. And in many Murlis Baba says, so long as I am with you, even if you have shortage of anything, get from me. If you are short of happiness, get from me and share. Because father is the ATM. Any time you can draw on the father. We are children. But the condition is, we must remember we are children. What happens? We start identifying with our body or with our capabilities or whatever. We start thinking we are grown up. And then Baba says, fend for yourself, be on your own. Then we sometimes get into trouble again. We say, oh Baba, I say, come on, be my child. So if we only remember I am child, which we are, then everything is good for us. Because we are dependent and Baba will take care of us. Whole of the cycle, from day one up to the last day, we have to use our own battery. And the battery will go on getting depleted very slowly, very slowly. We won't even know that it is depleting. In the same way, as from yesterday to today, this harmony hall has become one day old. Has it or has it not? From yesterday to today, this harmony hall has become one day old. And we have also become one day old. But do you feel it? No. It is such a slow speed. So therefore, but it is, we know, it can only get older. And nobody can stop it. So similarly, from golden age to iron age, it is only, Very slowly, you can't notice, just as earth is moving, we don't notice, we are very much standing on it. So, the fact is, now Baba has told us, you know children, nothing on earth can stop this world from going down. Only one point, only at one point, I transform it, because I am not involved in your this. And that is the point now. So when we have got the electric current, running electric current, why should we use our battery? Battery is meant to be used when that powerhouse current is not available. So at the moment, we should keep our battery filled, and if somehow due to our errant behavior it gets depleted, fill it again, but keep it intact and use Baba's power. So if we use Baba's power, what you will find? There will be accuracy, perfection. As soon as we mix ours into that, to that extent it will get adulterated. This is my experience. Even between body conscious living and soul conscious living, we all have experience. Supposing sometimes you lose you forget where your keys are, or you kept something and you forget. You, as much as you try to find it, you will not. Then you go into a moment of silence. Then what happens? Oh, it was there. Or you may forget many important things in the day. Amrit Vela, I forgot this. That is why Baba gives importance to Amrit Vela, because that is the start. Same Amrit Vela we can create also, because you can go create the same condition, stop all your work, mental thoughts, let them subside. But that is still my soul working. But if you connect with Baba, then what will happen? 2 days back I had to write an important letter. I think I am a good letter writer. So it was a very important letter. I wrote in the morning, then in the evening I revised it, and after I was satisfied, I sent it. Next day at Amrit Vela, the same letter appeared before me. I was remembering Baba, and 2 sentences Baba added to that. And I found the whole context of the letter was changed, and I was thinking why I did not connect myself with Baba while writing this. That letter was to cover up something, and that changed the letter into a lesson for the person who will receive it, spiritual lesson, only 2 sentences. So that gave me the lesson, okay, why child you did not easy way, because if you remember Baba, right, do something, you don't have to correct it. Similarly, Baba is giving us Srimad for everything. The only thing is, when the Srimad coincides with our own math, which we have developed, then we say, okay, Srimad is okay. I test Srimad with my own intellect. If both are alike, I will say okay, because they are to my liking. If the Srimat is little different from my mat, I will say, I will try. Baba, I will try. So therefore, I am checking something superior with something inferior to think that it is okay for me. That is our problem. That is why Baba says, I consciousness. I consciousness in the subtlest form is creating a barrier for us in 100% surrendering to Srimad. And Baba Srimad is for so many souls. Today morning at Amrit Vela in the Diamond Hall, that is overflowing with I think 20, so many thousand people. And it was such a big, vast gathering of white dressed souls. I thought, if all the 1 million BKs collect, what a beautiful scene it will be. And all are given Shri Mat in one Murli. Now the Murli will be there in the evening. It is for all of us. Then what we do? Am I taking out of that Murli what is meant for me? Or my attention is diverted to certain comfortable areas where Baba is saying that military people cannot cook their own food, they have disciplines, so let them have certain precautions, go to the cook and say, don't put onion, and then they remember Baba and eat it. So it gives lot of margin to souls who are careless to think it is meant for them. So they may loosen their disciplines also. If he can do, I can also do. So that is the problem. So if there is a wound here and you have cotton with spirit, you apply at all other places, it will be giving you cool effect. But where the actual injury is there, it will sting you. Similarly, in this Murli, your heart will tell you, this point is for me. But because it is for all the people, so we are sometime careless about thinking this is for me. We become more interested in this is for others. Some student is not coming at Amrit Vela, and Murli comes at Amrit Vela is very important. My thought will go, oh, this person is not coming at Amrit Vela. I have nothing to do with it. And people coming at Amrit Vela may not be so smart in other things. Another one can catch Murli very quickly and give the repeat it also. The Amrit Vela person may be just silent, simple. So I say, oh, I am smarter than him. Look, he comes at Amrit Vela, but he is not able to reply to the Murli. So this is looking at others. Because this is, Murli is for all so many millions of souls, even newcomers, covering all the situations. Because our teacher is a perfect teacher, in one go he can tell us not only up to now also, but how the all of us has moved. Say in the evening Baba will speak. What is our total whole state of us? What is the basic step required for further going further? And what refinement is needed? Just as a doctor will change the medicine, so Baba will do all for us. Still, if I don't pick up what is needed for me, and then I will lose it, or I pick up and still test it with my own intellect. Baba says, okay, close your file, from now on do like this. I can't close my file. I say, Baba, I will try. For some time I will be very cautious. After some time, again, like taking a shower and coming into hot sun, evaporate. So therefore Baba says, make some point, any point of change. I will help you. But if we go on mixing our own weak thoughts into that, then Baba says he gives us power also and knows our state of mind also. Baba will not overburden us or say something theoretical which we cannot do. When you listen to the Murli, you will feel, yes, it is like this. And then Baba will give you a new way, thinking the time left. Time is becoming short, so Baba will refine. Never had Baba said follower, because Baba says, you are my children, you are my children, followers are devotees. But now Baba has said follower. Earlier Baba never said control the mind. Baba used to say control the maya. Baba now says mind is your faculty. Just as you can move your hand at your will, why can't you use your mind? It is your mind. So refining and making it shorter and easier. But as you go towards the top, it becomes steeper also, and you have to be very cautious. You can't really do as you do at the foothill. So otherwise there is either you will fall or you will rise. So this situation is coming. So we have to be children, which means I have to learn. This attitude is very important, not that I have learnt everything. Of course I have learnt everything up to now. But I have still to learn. Even dadis are learning. There is something to learn. That is very important. This is what puts us in trouble. A student of 8th standard has passed 1st class and entered the 9th standard. But when the next exam comes, he cannot appear in that exam with 8th standard books. So whatever I have overcome, whatever obstacles I have overcome, will never come to me further because I have qualified 8th standard, whether in 1st class or 2nd class, I will not have to appear in 8th standard again. But for the 9th standard, new course is needed, new study is needed. If I am a first beginner in 8th standard and I try to, with that knowledge, I try to appear in 9th standard, it will look a big exam for me. So new things are coming. We are progressing. It's a yatra. It's a journey. It's not something static. And in that yatra, I have to go along and pick up the new things, new weapons, our divine weapons. And then with that, if we keep pace with what Baba is saying, then we will be progressing. If you try to use stale things, old points of knowledge, if you pick up any Murli of last year, it will have all the words of the Murli similar to now, but the Murli of today will be relevant to me. So like that it is. It is like a snow, everyday new snow, not a preserved pickle, that which a lot of preservatives are added, the original thing is not there, it is a fresh thing. So all the things we have been doing up to now in our religions, in our philosophies is old. A boy came after his exam result was declared. The parents asked, how did you fare? He said, very well. They were happy that he must have got a grade. They said, tell us, how did you fare? He said, very well for you. Then he added, for you. Then said, but tell us what is the result. He said, this year you don't have to buy new books for me. So this is the result. So similarly, our books don't change. Our Bible doesn't change. Our Quran doesn't change. Why? We don't require a new book. But here, every day there is a new Murli. So we have to keep a pace. Om Shanti.